you help to look after a family member or friend who has a disability, long-term condition or an addiction, you are a carer. Carers can get help, you know, and are entitled to rights. If this is you, give the folks at North Lanarkshire Carers Together a ring and they'll keep you right. Because carers have to know.
Welcome everyone to episode 4 podcast, where we will be joined today by Craig Tobin, Senior Officer at North Lanarkshire Health and Social Care Partnership, where we will be talking all things carer strategy.
Hi, yeah, I'm Craig Tobin from Health and Social Care Partnership in North Lanarkshire. My role as Senior Officer is looking after the unpaid carer agenda. There's a big part of my role as well, which is looking at communities and aligning our third sector organisations to the plan for North Lanarkshire, advocacy and marketing and communication. So it's quite a lot there, but really good to get your teeth into.
Wow, seems like an amazing, amazing job, Craig. Welcome here today. And what I'm going to start to do is talk about the Carer Scotland Act and just recap. I think many of our listeners maybe just don't understand or know what the rights of the Act are. So I just wanted to start by saying that the Carer Scotland Act was implemented in the 1st of April 2018. And it included changing the definition of a carer as a carer to be an individual who provides or intends to provide care for another individual. It also was the introduction of an adult carer support plan, which replaced the old carer's assessment, and added a duty to prepare one for anyone identified as a carer or for any carer who requires one. There's also a duty in the Act to support carers that meet local eligibility criteria, and also a duty to establish and maintain advice and information services for carers. And secondly, it's a duty to involve carers in the hospital discharge procedures of the person they care for. And then lastly, to create a local carer strategy, which just fits in nicely with what we're going to chat about today. In North Lanarkshire, the current carer strategy runs from 2019 to 2024, and it's due to run out. Craig, to provide information to our listeners, can you briefly tell us what a carer strategy is and what period the North Lanarkshire one will cover?
Of course. So a carer strategy really, it broken down, is just a plan to which is developed by local authorities to look at and addressing the needs and challenges faced by individuals who provide unpaid care. We'll be looking at needs assessment, support services, empowerment and recognition, information and communication, what's out there, what do we need to put out more, collaboration and coordination, advocacy, policy influence, evaluation and monitoring. Now that might sound all very jargonistic, but they're the things that we'll be focusing on. And we've got a two-prong approach actually for this carer strategy. We're going to be having a full carer strategy, but then and this is the dream. Within that carer strategy, we're going to be having a pullout which is a lot more user-friendly. People will hopefully be able to understand, and a bit more pictorial, so that it, other people than the people that are interested in the main strategy can have a look at that one.
I love the idea of it being user-friendly. And you're right, strategy is a plan and it can be off-putting. So it seems like you're really on the right track with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, this is it, because you read that list out earlier, and I think one of the things that we need to not do is to kind of bore people into thinking that this isn't action led. And I think that's the important thing for us as a team, is to ensure that everything that we've said we're going to do within the strategy is then followed up with an action plan, is then measured and evaluated. And I think that's the thing for me. We need action. We know we're not doing quite enough, and we have heard that from the consultation, so we need to work with our partnering organisations to ensure that we are meeting those needs in North Lanarkshire.
Excellently put there, Craig. That sounds really good. And why do you think it's important to have a carer strategy?
You know, it's really important for, just like other regions really, North Lanarkshire needs a dedicated carer strategy to address those specific needs. We need to understand and have a coordinated plan to ensure that people are getting access to services that they need. We need to empower the carers, and that plan is the thing that coordinates that to happen.
Yeah. I kind of agree that knowledge is power, and it's good to know what your rights are. Just last year, the Scottish Government created a National Carer Strategy in 2022, and the strategy will cover activity during the current Scottish Parliament to spring 2026, but will be reviewed annually to monitor progress and ensure it is focused on the most important issues. The key themes of the strategy tend to put the individual carer at the centre and focus of the five different aspects of unpaid carer support. The five pillars are living with COVID-19, recognising, valuing and involving carers, health and social care support, social and financial inclusion, and then last but not least, young carers. Will the North Lanarkshire strategy cover the same areas as the Scottish Government one, and what areas will it cover?
We're going to throw them out the window.
Oh, wow.
We're not really. Do you know, one of the things that we've got to do is ensure that we are taking our statutory responsibilities seriously, and the pillars that have been identified will be incorporated into the new strategy, but so will be support for carers, recognition of the value of care, coordination of services, addressing the specific challenges of carers, and I think in terms of that national strategy, we'll really be drawing insights and best practice of those pillars, but we will be working through them and identifying different actions for each of the pillars, definitely. I think it's all well and good having a carer's strategy, but the real work begins kind of afterwards with, you know, where this is the strategy, but then what's the action plan that then follows? What is it we're going to achieve? Because one of the things I don't want to happen, and I know my team don't want to happen who work with me on this, is that we are just ticking a box, introducing a strategy that's then never referenced and then never looked at. It's really important that we have a strategy that reflects the carer's needs, that reflects the work that's going on, but also we have that action plan to back up the strategy to say, this is what we've done. It also makes us accountable. It also makes sure that in the future, when we've said this is our strategy, this is our action plan, you know, what are the, how are we?
And sometimes when it's actually put down in writing, it does make you more accountable. How can carers get involved?
So over the last couple of months, we have been doing consultations with the partner organisations. So for example, we were out talking to the BAME community recently and listening to what's important to those moving forward. And all of that was really, really interesting. And I think there are certain topics and questions that was definitely brought up that we need to consider moving forward. The mechanisms for feedback, I think, is really important. And I think, I know that once there is a draft, I think it's definitely going out to consultation. So hopefully at that point as well, we can get carer voices heard.
So if a carer hears this podcast and they want to put their, you know, their points of view across, you would suggest to get in touch with us at North Lanarkshire Carers Together?
Absolutely. If they can get in touch with North Lanarkshire Carers Together and obviously feed that through. Our first draft, we're hoping to be ready for January and the official launch in April of next year, all being well with those timescales.
Okay.
But absolutely, this isn't a strategy if we've not included the voices of carers.
We have done some work ourselves at Carers Together, where we consulted with our carer forum and a few other carer groups as well. We've pulled that information together and that will be fed back to health and social care too, so hopefully make the plan even more robust.
Absolutely. You know, it's as we've said, it's so, so important that we're capturing an evidence in this, because if we're not including those voices in the development of this strategy, then we've not really done our jobs.
Yeah. Definitely. And as we say, carers, they're the experts. They're the expert partners in care. So whose voices do you want to hear? Their
100%.
Voices. Brilliant. If I can just ask you, if you had a magic wand, Craig, and could change one thing that would improve the lives of carers, what would you do?
I loved this question, by the way. If I had a magic wand to improve the lives of carers, I think what I'd do is eliminate the barriers that prevent them from accessing support. Resources and services. This is really kind of breaking down that bureaucratic obstacles, increasing the funding, if I could, to carers and support programmes, to organisations. I don't have that magic wand though, unfortunately. I really want to try, and I know this magic wand's doing a lot right now, but I'd really try to increase the awareness as well of what's out there, because sometimes I don't think it's about the services, the organisations not being there necessarily. It's really about the awareness raising of what's out there, and understanding and delivering it in a way that people can take on board and understand. I think that's it for me. So that would be my magic wand.
I was interested to hear when you said about removing the barriers and challenges. And I know that we deliver carer aware workshops. And one of the biggest barriers for us is somebody understanding they are an unpaid carer. You know, they think, I am a mum, I am a daughter. They don't realise they potentially could be working full time, but also have a caring role. So it really is, you know, getting that information out and people understanding, well, hang on a wee minute, I am a mum, I do work, but I also have a child to an ASN. Need, I potentially could be an unpaid carer, coming along to us, getting the appropriate information at the right time. And what we like to do is say a care knows like a jigsaw, mm-hmm. you know, give them one piece of information, not overload, come back 6 months later, get the other piece, eventually to that jigsaw is complete and the carer understands what their rights are and what information is available to them. So between us, we're doing something
that
right, Craig.
I was in awe of everything you were saying. No, I couldn't agree more. And you know, that ultimate goal of a more inclusive, supportive and sustainable system for carers in North Lanarkshire is the ultimate goal, really. And you know, one of the things that's that kind of shocked me as I was kind of listening to carers of one day was word of mouth at the moment is still the best way of people being informed. And that's the thing that I think we can do a lot more around raising the profile of services, raising the awareness of what's available to carers, making sure that they have that holistic support wrapped around them. So yeah, there's so much that can be done. And I think it does start with the strategy. You know, I'll be honest, and I think one of the things that we've heard is, you know, oh, it's North Lanarkshire Council doing a strategy again. And I get it, I completely get it. But without a strong foundation and a strategy in place, and without the work that goes around that, and a change in strategy really brings an opportunity to change the current landscape of what's happening in North Lanarkshire. And I think that needs to be embraced. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we're kind of asking for carers to come forward and share their views, because that's what we need to hear.
Definitely, and well said. Lastly, what would you like to hear in a future episode of an NLCT podcast? And no pop stars, no Mariah Carey.
I was actually going to say Mariah Carey. No, I actually had to think about this one. And one of my things was perhaps more personal stories, which obviously what you've got with your personal stories is you're inspiring, you're empowering. And I think if focusing on kind of diverse populations, because, you know, there isn't one picture of a carer that is all genders, it's sexual orientation, different cultures, different ethnicities. That would be brilliant.
We did a poll where we asked Motherwell residents, if, you know, what do you think an unpaid carer is? And quite a lot of people thought it was pushing somebody in a wheelchair. That's, you know, the stigma they don't realise is caring for somebody with mental health issues, drug or alcohol, a whole range. So yeah, you're right, it's getting that information out there and making it accessible to everybody and everybody understanding.
I came out of some of the consultations, and I know colleagues did as well, kind of worked up, because you get to hear these stories of how much caring takes up of their life, and sometimes there's that loss of self-identity. And that's the thing that's kind of stuck with me. And I just think if there are ways that we can help, and there is more that we can be doing, that we absolutely should be doing it.
Yeah, definitely. Craig, it has been an absolute delight having you here today. We've covered a few questions and I could chat with you all day. It's just like having a cup of tea with an old friend. And I would just like to thank you on behalf of NLCT for being part of the episode 4 of our Carer podcast. And thank you so much, and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year when it comes to you.
You too. Thank you.
You help to look after a family member or friend who has a disability, long-term condition or an addiction, you are a carer. Carers can get help, you know, and are entitled to rights. If this is you, give the folks at North Lanarkshire Carers Together a ring, and they'll keep you right. Because carers have to know.